Wait, I'm not ready.
Me neither.
Hold on.
5 more minutes.
I think we should get right to it because we're running late here.
Nah, I think we should probably just kick back for another half hour.
You want to beat it? Beat it around the bushes?
Beat it.
Welcome to After Disaster. I am Anderson.
Appropriate.
I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my right. There is Ty Ty to my left. And dead center, there's Tanya Kruger.
Tanya.
Hello.
What's happening?
And way off mic is Haley because Tanya's a bad planner, and she didn't even let us know that she was going to be bringing a special guest.
It's all Tanya's fault. Plus, we only have 4 inputs anyway.
So Haley's sitting awkwardly on a chair staring at us, and I feel bad for her. But maybe we'll get her on the mic in a bit.
Do you feel awkward, Haley?
She just said a little. No one could hear it because she's off mic because of bad planning. So let's get right to some questions that I have for Tanya that I've bit my tongue 5 times already since I saw you 10 minutes ago.
Oh, boy.
Getting zitty with it.
Yeah.
Many of our listeners are familiar with it.
Getting zitty, yes.
Getting zitty with it is what we're doing right now, though.
Yeah.
Nice save, huh? And I have not listened for a while.
Yeah.
Because, A, I don't want to hurt your numbers.
B.
Because you suggested that us talking about it actually hurt your numbers.
Nah, I was kidding.
I know you were. But I was very sad, and when we're talking via text a couple weeks ago, and you said that you and Dee Dee had a falling out.
Oh, no.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit or a big one?
I don't know yet.
Was it about God?
It was not about God.
No.
Oh, no. Was it about Bret Michaels?
No. She doesn't know who that is.
No, she wouldn't know who that is. What was it about? And is she still doing the show with you?
She is not at this point.
Oh.
No. God, this is so depressing.
How are you guys splitting the money now?
There was no money.
So for those of you who might not know, Tanya is co-host of a very good show podcast called Getting Zitty. And she does it in Wisconsin, where
you
she's
mean
from.
Getting Zitty with it.
Getting Zitty with it is what we're doing. Nice.
Is there any chance you guys could reconcile?
And Dee Dee is her co-host, and they do it every week in a jacuzzi in Tanya's backyard.
Yes.
Rain or shine, snow or sleet, right?
Pretty much.
You hear the slashing. I thought it was fake. I thought you were faking it, but no, it's real.
No,
you guys actually do it in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
And Dee Dee is one of a kind, and you're one of a kind, and you guys made a great pair. And that's why we really like the show, and I got Mike into it. And
yep.
Tyler never listened to it.
I got Tara into it.
I've listened to a few episodes.
Oh, nice. Nice. Tara was listening to it, but now the band is broken up.
Well, I'm still doing it with other people here and there.
But it's the chemistry between you and Dee Dee, which
Well, we haven't heard it. We haven't heard it
since.
Sans Dee Dee. But have you gotten like a Hagar, like a Sammy Hagar replacement?
I've got a replacement.
Oh, no.
But yeah, the people are wanting Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Dee Dee's heart was never really in it.
No, she kind of.
She didn't know what it was, and it was just hard doing it every week.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because she stopped doing it because her ego is so giant and she wanted to hear the people beg for her to come back?
I heard she's starting her own podcast network.
Her own network, yes.
Her own network,
getting zitty without it.
She doesn't really know what a podcast is.
She's
well, then what was she doing every week?
She's calling her new show Clearasol.
Clearasol.
Is that a thing?
Do you want to get into why you guys had to
fix your zits?
Clears
them up?
Really.
We can delete that in post. It's fine.
It was just doing a show every week. It's fun, but it's stressful.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Especially.
Hey. The amount of stress
I don't know how you guys
causes
do it
on us is
because
immeasurable.
Two people that live close together, it's hard even.
Well, we do it for money.
we don't like each other.
No, we did it for like 5 years, just because I think I can't speak for you two, but like this is almost like therapy, and it's an excuse to get together with a couple of guys that I really like and have a good conversation. And I felt like you were doing the same thing with Dee, because you guys always got into stuff.
Yeah, we're complete opposites.
Why did you fight? Did she touch you in the jacuzzi one too many times? Because I know you don't like that.
No. It's frustrating working with her.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just say
you're
that.
You're beating around bushes. What was the smoking gun?
It was just
Howard Stern would get it out of you.
Did she say...
You need to go full Howard.
We should call him.
Did she ever say, all right, Tanya, I'm not coming over anymore? Was there ever like that moment?
Yeah.
Mm. What came right before that?
Were you not kicking in for the spa bills? The jacuzzi?
Do you still see her at church?
Wait, let her answer.
I saw her once since then.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What was it like? Were you like watching her and then she looked at you and then you looked away? Like a scorned girlfriend? No?
No. We talked and then, I don't know, she just, Dee Dee's on her time and I don't want to be mean, but
Well, she's not going to hear
like
this.
She forgets everyone else has things going on.
Well, she does have 9 children, right?
Well,
so it's kind of chaotic. 11, that's right.
But 2 are only at home now, so.
What? 2 are only at home now?
2
what?
Are only underage yet.
Oh, there's only 2 left that are underage, yeah. And then she's going to be free.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going to do then.
Maybe she'll have time to get back in the jacuzzi. What was the fight about?
She's not going to hear this if she doesn't even know what a podcast is.
True. It was a lot about coming out here, basically.
Oh, she didn't want to come out here. She did, but she wanted
to
go to San Diego.
She did, but she wanted to go to see her mom and see her friend.
And
what
you got upset.
Bitch.
Hey, can we just say fuck Dee Dee? How about that?
No. We like
that.
Hey, Haley, you're familiar with Dee Dee, yeah? What's your take on Dee Dee?
Well, Dee Dee is very crazy. Mm-hmm. She tried hooking me up with one of her sons. Right. And she's very time, quote unquote,
like hooking
efficient.
You up sexually or just hooking you up like dating wise?
Dating.
Well, that leads to sex, Mike. So, yes.
Important clarification
God
from
damn,
Mr. Carano.
Wait, dating or sex? Was it a Tinder
hookup? When somebody says hooking up, I think of sex.
Well,
yeah.
Nowadays,
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, it's true, Haley. Hooking up does mean sex now. It does, right?
I have no idea.
How old are you, Haley, before we ask any more questions?
17.
Jesus! Mm.
Her birthday
hooking
was
up
yesterday.
Means playing patty cakes.
Her birthday was yesterday.
So yesterday, birthday. If you'd asked us,
you did tell me she was coming.
Yeah.
You even made an off-color joke about it.
Yeah.
What?
That Mike should not look at her.
She said, I'm bringing my 16-year-old niece, and Mike should not look at her.
Well,
nobody
I've
should
already
look
gazed
at her.
Upon her. I've already looked at her.
It's okay. I turned the lights down a little bit in here.
All right.
I might make it less appropriate, actually.
Now she looks 18.
Perfect.
I just, Dee Dee was great, but let's not make this the Dee Dee show. I really enjoyed her, especially after I met her. I realized that she's even better in person than she is on the show.
She's a unique person.
I hope, if I prayed, I would pray for you guys to get back together. So,
yeah.
All right.
You could vote for that.
We could vote for it.
We got to vote. I'm not big on this whole voting thing.
But in the meantime, we need to talk about voting. Mm.
Oh,
we got to get to some shit.
Do we?
All right, so enough about it. That's in the past. Bygones, has-beens, water on the bridge.
I'm sure it'll work out.
Get on with the program.
You know, you can initiate that workout.
I could, yes.
It's part of the growing process is to make amends and then get back together.
I'm not an addict, though.
No, you're gonna apologize for your part in this. She's gonna apologize for her part.
You can only be a good person if you're
gonna manipulate her by thinking that she's the one who was wronged, and then you're back together.
Mm-hmm. All
right. It's like a relationship.
Because what you did to Dee Dee is kind of like what AC/DC did to Brian Johnson, and I don't appreciate it one fucking bit.
Before we move any further, I want to thank Joseph Larson, who is big in my wife's world right now. My wife loves Joseph Larson. He's a listener, and he sent us through the baby registry. We didn't ask for listeners to do this, but people like Joseph Larson have found us, and he sent a little rug that cost a few bucks, a few more dollars than I would suspect somebody would pay.
A rug for the child?
Like a play rug. It's an owl that my wife loves, and a little bunny blanket. And there's something else that he sent.
You should have that
too.
Dry clean before you use it.
No, it's brand new. But Joseph, Joseph got us 3. Oh, and bibs. Joseph got us 3 separate things, and then Sean got us like an actual diaper genie. And Sean came with a note and it said, "Here you go, Pab. Just
I'm
a word of advice."
I'm kind of jealous, and I don't want to say this, but I'm having a kid too, so
just
start sending me some shit.
Word of advice: empty it often.
It's not baby stuff.
This is about the diaper genie. Empty it often. And try not to think about how the bag is full of dirty diapers. Looks like the world's worst sausage.
Hey, I'm not
terrible.
Having a kid. You guys should be sending me stuff.
And then
cool
he wrote the worst.
For a guy that's just out in the world not having kids.
The worst versed.
You should get rewarded for that.
I should.
Good luck, Sean.
Not having kids is a good thing.
Yeah. So Mike
has that's why people
signed up for a registry. It's called Single and Alone. And
Single and Alone.
The Single and Alone registry. And it's just flashlights. A myriad of them.
I don't like that idea.
Why are you laughing, Haley? You're 17. What's funny about the word fleshlight?
She thinks everything's funny.
Okay, good. She doesn't know what a fleshlight is.
I don't like the fleshlight idea because of the cleaning process.
Mm.
That's why you get a bunch on the register.
You just
throw them away. Yeah.
You got a dumpster beneath the window and there's still more fleshlights.
With a chute that goes right to it.
And you have like a $25,000 a year budget.
Yeah. That would be a lot. Sex with Emily. She can use like one of her toys and just toss it because she has thousands.
That's a weird rich person type of analogy.
Yeah.
I never wear the same pair of socks twice.
Could we get in trouble for talking about certain things with Haley present? Yeah. I feel like we should clean this.
Because I wanted to go in depth.
You have a guardian here.
He's heard a lot through the years.
Let's talk about voting and how no one should ever do it.
Before we talk about that, I want to tell you, I'm not going to sit here and complain about this.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're about to. Whatever it is, it sounds like you're about to.
This only happens every couple of years, but I'm frankly flat out, so overwhelmed. I'm just spinning, and I don't know what's happening.
With what? Work?
Yes.
Or the world?
Work.
Hmm.
And it's just this pile of work that's on top of me. It's just not really doable. So it's overwhelming me. Then my tax issue is coming up in a week and a half. And that's causing a weight on my shoulders. But nothing is causing me as much anger and stress as the fight I got into with my dad last night about politics. And I don't know how to reconcile this. I don't know how to deal with this.
See, Trump
because
guy.
He is an ill-informed, says, okay, much like I do.
Yes.
Talking out my ass.
Right.
A bunch of fucking bullshit.
Let's say butt and frickin' BS.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Talking out my butt. A bunch of bullshenagies.
Yes.
The stuff that he says, we just normally write off as insane talk and crazy. And last night, it just came to a head, and I just went, you sound like a moron. The stuff you say sounds like a moron.
Can you give us some examples?
I really don't want to embarrass him.
Right. Just let's leave it open for the listener to fill in them.
He refers to two of the people in public eye as that black guy and that bitch.
Okay.
And my brother goes, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't do that in front of the kids. Well, that lesbian bitch is going to end.
Oh, my God.
And we went, you know, I need to mark this because I do need to cut that out.
No.
He's just an old man that's so angry. And I'm like, how did you get like this?
Yeah. My dad's the same way.
I don't get it, though. And how can you know what? Here's the thing is, I don't think we need to delve into this right now. But my problem with the Republicans is, I don't, no offense, Dee Dee. I mean, oh, my God, I'm sorry. No offense, Dee Dee, either.
I'm not a Republican.
I don't, I have a problem trusting what you say when you take the Bible literally. Mm-hmm. And you want to butt into other people's business when it's, if you're not a woman, hey, butt the fuck out.
It is weird. It is weird that the party that's all about like keep the government out of your shit wants to be all up in other people's shit.
Yeah,
about certain things.
Yeah, it's really normal.
Well, that's one thing with Dee Dee and I. She's a Republican.
Mm-hmm. She liked the Trump over there.
She was a little bit. Uh-huh.
Even if you are a Republican, how can you like Trump? Okay, I'm not getting into it. I'm sorry.
All right, well,
because I don't care for either person, but...
Right. I'm a Democrat always, but it's hard because I...
Just so weird when your family...
Yeah.
One person in your family is 1,000% the opposite of every other person.
Well, and then they just start to dig in their heels more because they're like, you're like, I'm ganged up on...
So he's sending me emails now about Bill Clinton going to some island to have sex with 13-year-olds. He's sending me like these
I'd be like, good for
these
him.
Articles about how Bill Clinton made 13 trips to this island while he was president to have sex with underage girls.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
where's he getting this information?
The
DarkWars.net
Republican news info. You know, it's some complete made up bullshit. And I woke up and I'm just starting deleting people off of Facebook. I'm like, okay, I don't want to hear what you have to say. I don't want to hear what you have to say. And it's making me not care about people's opinions when they're so wacky to the left or to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to deal with it. I know it's not, but I'm really having a problem with it right now.
It's fascinating to me in the whole Trump thing, because even Republicans, if they're truly, there's a whole implosion going on over there. Everyone knows that. And the thing that fascinates me with Trump is the idea that there's something bigger than politics that actually controls everything. That argument goes out the window if a guy like Trump did get to where he's at. You know what I mean? Because if there is an Illuminati that wants to like control everything, they don't want Trump in there.
Right.
No, and here's
Bill Burr brought that up, and it's a great point.
Yeah.
It's like,
no, here's a couple of things. One is, you know how people like to believe they have some kind of spiritual power, and you think negative energy can cause damage? If that were true, both Trump and Hillary Clinton's hearts would explode, because there's so much hatred towards them from tens of millions of people. And if there was any such thing as negative energy hurting you, both of them would collapse.
Let's get to the listener's email, which brought us to this point.
We're not going to talk politics. How do I even talk to, like, this is the craziest shit my dad's ever done. I just want to go, everything you're saying is ignorant and racist sounding.
Dad doesn't vote because he could get jury duty.
I hear your dad there.
We all vote.
Tell him he can vote and he can just burn the summons. And then they can't prove that you get it. He can do
and
that.
He's going to move because...
You got to burn it?
Yeah, because
he might make signals and burn down the polling place.
He's moving out of our little town. He wants to because there's too many black people.
Okay, let's not. See, now your dad sounds cool, Mike, compared to.
I don't think my dad's racist. And my dad, my dad's actions are very, very liberal. My dad has helped people.
Why does he hate Obama?
I talked to my brother about it this morning. He goes, he's got people that come in the store and just shoot the shit with him all
day.
I would
think a lot of people that hang around pawn shops
are what?
Democrats.
Are needing money?
Yeah. No, the whole thing is so insane. My mom's insanity was a pleasure yesterday compared to my dad's. My dad's ignorant. I went over to my mom's, and my mom's been extremely nice lately for some reason. Mm-hmm. And she had towels tucked underneath the door. And I went, what's that for? She goes, because lizards can collapse their spine and get in.
Who?
Lizards.
I thought you said listeners, and I got really worried for a second.
Has that ever happened? And she went, no, but they can collapse their spine and get right in.
She got that in an email that was attached to Bill Clinton.
From your dad.
She doesn't have email.
Oh, she doesn't have email?
No.
Oh, the freedom she must feel. Speaking of email, here we go. Listener, guy named Joseph Dorville. Yeah. Not the Joseph that bought the nice things for my future baby.
Nope.
That my wife is very... She just keeps talking about how nice Joseph and Sean are. It's like, all right, honey.
That's
what about
weird
me?
That she's so easily bought.
No, she just thinks it's sweet that someone would...
You're married to Hillary?
I got to buy...
I don't get
Zinger.
It.
I got to buy your wife like a pinball machine for the kid.
Bought.
I'll be the hero.
Easily bought. I get it.
Hero.
Joseph Dorville. Tyler forwarded this to Mike Carano and I. Came in since last week's show where we... I don't know if you heard there, Tanya, and I know you didn't hear it, Haley, but last week on the show we gave some great advice, and that was, hey, none of us are informed enough to vote, so don't vote.
Did we exactly say
kinda,
that?
Yeah.
I don't think
bit.
We exactly said
we
that.
We a little bit said that. Essentially, what we're getting at is these people.
You kind of sugarcoated it, by the way. Do we really preface it with none of us are informed enough to vote, or do we just say it's a waste of time? Don't vote.
No, we didn't say that. No, we were talking about how
like
we don't.
That's what we would have said.
We didn't say that. We said that much like religious folk who all think they have the answer, no one really has the answer. We don't really know what... You know, the Democratic Party is really leaning toward her. How badly they're going to get bought out. We don't know how badly things could go if Trump actually is elected. And, you know, there's the doomsday sayers. And we don't know. We're not well enough informed. But we live in a free democratic society, which people have died for.
Yeah.
And we should appreciate that a little bit more. And we were suggesting that perhaps maybe we are not well informed enough. This listener, actually, and then we talked about it on the Film Vault as well, because Brian heard that, and Brian was agreeing with me, and that's what really... Let's get to the email.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so, it kind of freaked me out, to be honest with you.
So, Tyler...
If he was white, though, I wouldn't have given a shit.
Tyler forwarded this email from Joseph, and it says, love the show, but... That was... Which is never a good sign.
Always a hot start. Always a hot start.
And it says, guys, I honestly love the show. I'm a Patreon subscriber. Thank you very much, Joseph.
Yeah, thank you.
And, speaking of which... We're sending out those thumb drives real soon, right?
And we had to order more.
They look
more
good.
Coming from China. They're
good.
Awesome. They're really sweet.
When I get back from camp, we'll have a little send-out party and make them up.
I'll try to send out some before you. Okay.
You can give me a batch with the addresses, and I'll get them out, too.
I've already set it up. It was a pain in the ass, but I figured out how to get a spreadsheet set up so that I can print out them as labels, and I've already ordered some shipping.
As everybody knows, I'm to be counted on shipping stuff out because I promised one of our listeners, Emily, that I would send her the monkey in a glass jar probably 4 months ago. Yeah. And
give her the old monkey in the glass jar last night,
since,
huh?
Since I promised her that, she has moved to Florida and moved back.
Oh, wow.
Well,
closer,
tell her
cheaper.
That you sent it to the wrong address. You have an out right there.
Yeah,
I sent it to Florida.
Make sure she doesn't listen to this.
You know what? I am going
to
tell her that and see if she actually listens to the show.
Yeah, tell her that.
And calls me out on
it. See if you get caught in the lie. All right. So, yes, while I'm helping children with cancer, you guys think you can lick some stamps? Think you can do that?
Hey, we're going to get the licking ones.
Guys, I honestly love the show.
I'm pretty good at licking.
She's 17 years old, sitting right here.
I was saying it for the,
I'm a Patreon subscriber.
I can find some testimonials.
And actually right.
Because you need proof.
And actually right now, once I finish my daily sports podcast or other weekly podcast, I listen to classic episode of the AD. So when he runs out of all the podcasts that he listens to,
exactly.
He goes back and he listens to old shit. Which,
he's got a lot of time.
He probably has, you know, he does stuff. Like when I'm cooking in the kitchen, I'm listening to the podcast.
If when I'm doing
there's a lot of things you do where you can have a podcast on the background. It's a nice little company.
How long does it take to cook, by the way? Like you have to
I'm doing
podcast?
Blue Apron, like an hour.
Oh, my
How
God.
How long does it take to cook, by the way?
Because when I pull up to a drive-thru and there's more than two cars,
Mike,
I just
what the
pull
hell
out
kind of question is that?
Been in the car with you where you do
Well,
that.
I don't have hours to
he
wait for food.
He places the order, and then there's like maybe a 30-second lull when the guy's at the window, and he'll just speed off.
I swear to God, I do that all the time.
I was with you.
How can you stand living here, though, with traffic and waiting?
Tanya.
What?
I can't.
Here we go. Back to Joseph. So he listens to a classic episode of AD when he, after he listened to all the new stuff from all the things he listens to. I wish I was emailing you guys to give you the praise that I believe is overdue from me.
The end. Love
so
Joseph.
Do we.
Except I do tweet at Mike and Ty Ty. But I am emailing to yell at you three Pabs. I'm like my heart's starting to race.
Yeah, me too.
Here, right?
Me too. I was like, oh God.
And then the next line comes.
This is a tough one.
I am a 22-year-old black kid. I'm like, oh fuck, what did we say?
Yeah, I know. I was like,
what did
oh
we say?
God, jeez, Louise.
I said, oh frick, what do we say, Haley?
Yep.
Oh frick.
And oh fudge.
For you guys to say that people should not vote is outrageous. From you privileged white fucks to say something.
Wait, did he really say that?
I swear to God. To say something so absurd is to essentially say that women's suffrage movement and the civil rights movement were for naught.
What were those two things?
Women voting and black people voting.
It's your choice not to vote. It's a free country.
No, black people were voting before the civil rights.
No? Yeah, but like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it is a lot. It's the Black Crow laws.
Black Crow laws?
Black Crow.
Jim Crow.
I know. I said Black Crow. Back
I
to
like
email.
That, actually.
If you don't plan to vote, okay, fine. But to suggest others to not vote is insane. It is your responsibility to find out about the candidates. And if you don't plan on doing so, don't project your ignorance onto others. As a black listener, I am usually never offended. And if so, I don't act on it. But I woke up today to listen to the Film Vault, and Bald Brian says he agrees with you and espoused the same sentiment, and it rubbed me the wrong way, because you guys will be the least affected. You guys may not think you have any social responsibility, but we all have a responsibility. I'm not telling you to go vote or do anything, but do not encourage others not to. I will continue to support the AD. Until next time, Keith Carolina, Ty Ty, and Uncle Andy.
He dropped down his Patreon to 1 cent.
Really?
No.
Not a thing.
It's like, geez,
that's what gets you. That's what gets you your reaction.
Haley's shaking her head. She does not agree.
You don't agree? You think, well, you're not allowed to vote, so you have no say.
Yeah. Yeah. So you just sit there.
But next year, she'll be voting. Maybe.
Who will you be voting for?
If she wants
the
to.
Local dog catcher.
If you could vote right now, Haley, who would you vote for?
No one.
See, there you go. We didn't encourage her not to vote. No. All right. Is Joseph brings write-in? Up a good point, though, right?
We are the least.
Is that all right?
I came all the way down here to vote for no one.
That would be a statement.
I get so mad.
Yeah, a statement that you keep to yourself because no one else would want to hear.
No,
it.
If enough people did it, that no one won.
Like a million people voted for no. Or I'd be like,
well, if no one wins, then the Senate gets to decide.
Or do they just make what's his name president from Idiocracy?
No, they
no
don't.
Name.
They
his
don't.
Name's
just,
no name.
They don't just do that.
What's his name? Owen Luke Wilson.
Yeah,
because his name's What was his name in that? Because he got scared?
No Nami?
No name. I think it's... whatever. Sorry. Guys, I'm on a little amount... a small amount of sleep. I'm seeing a very confused Tanya. Joseph brings up a really good point. He says it's up to us. It's on our... every voter's backs to learn enough about each candidate. But here's my thing. We don't know what we're learning to... It's so...
Whether it's true or not.
Yeah. Everything is such bullshit. Yeah. What do we trust? There's nothing to trust out
there. There is no trust. Neither candidate has any trust.
They're human, and we forget that.
Yeah, okay, but they're still like...
But it's just... It's riddled with... And now,
we trust our gut, and I don't like that at all.
Like the props. You know the props that they have like every year? And they word those, and they have campaigns that are on TV that are... They fool you so you think it's one thing, and you do the other.
Right, like the gay marriage one.
The gay marriage one really fucked everybody up.
And they all have teams of writers that are super brilliant, and they're all coming up with, they're manipulating every single word and syllable to make it.
Now, is it all, should we find some non-biased, like, periodical and read that? I mean, how do we go about this? How do we go about it?
I don't know.
This year's a little different than other years, because they got an insane person running and an angry woman. It's like angry mom or angry dad. you know.
Yeah, but I mean, there's enough, like, if you just look at their personal lives, there's enough, like, of course it's hard to know what a politician is really, what they're really going to do, what they're really thinking.
Well, first of all, they're both saying things that they can't do, and nobody just stops.
Well, that's every single election.
Well, the debate's coming up.
So. Every single election, one president candidate will say, I will get rid of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah.
You can't do that. One of them will say...
Nobody goes, you're going to, what do you mean you're going to build a wall? You can't.
And they're going to pay for it.
You're the president. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. No, you don't get
Mexico's
supreme
gonna,
power.
Mexico's going to build it.
And then she says, I'm going to do this. And you're like, you can't.
Well, that's
what
why
are
you
talking
can't
about?
Go off
you know
of,
your job?
You can't go off of what they say. You can only go off of their track record and the things that they've done.
I think it's kind of genius, though, how Trump is tapping in and trying to get the uninformed vote, which is plentiful.
It's
plentiful.
It's absolutely working for him.
And, you know, if he wins, it's just like, all right, the majority of America, voting America, is uninformed for the most part, right?
Yeah. Well, the majority of America is uninformed.
Yeah, obviously.
Right.
Or disinformed.
You know what the problem is? We have to face the fact that we live in a super dumb country.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Because when you look at the worst
Which,
quality,
by the way, when you say that, you shouldn't... We are lumping ourselves in with
there's
that.
Some very smart, there's some very smart people that
are
going to vote for
there
Trump,
are.
Of course.
Of
as well.
Course.
But the majority of the Trump voters are going to turn out... Well, the majority of people are not that...
When, like, none of the previous Republican presidents have endorsed him, like, that's unprecedented.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
But, you know, my whole... It's
a pretty good one, though.
My, you know what? I'm dumb and I'm ill informed. I'll flat out. I know almost nothing. But my gut tells me I'm at least proud that President Obama was our president.
Oh, I love.
Yeah. No, but I'm proud.
The image,
that he's
I love
the president.
Him being like the spokehole or the
spoke
vision.
Hole.
Yeah. What is this KFI?
KFI, little KFI. I love him being like the representative of our country.
Yeah, me too. You know? Me too. I'm proud that he's
the president.
And it
kind of bothers
His
me.
His wife is brilliant.
I don't know much. He's a really good lip syncer, yes. I don't know much about, like, you know, his policies. I don't follow politics. I'm not going to lie to anyone and say that I do.
Yep.
But I like the fact that, like, he represents our country because he's suave and he's cool. And that's very surface.
He's cool and there's no controversy around him and his family. There's none of this. He's not fucking an intern. He's not doing this.
He's definitely not going to the islands.
He's not tapping his foot at a men's room like Republicans do to get gay sex in the bathrooms at airports.
Well, sir,
that wasn't a presidential. That wasn't
a guy wanted to be the president at some point. But no one gets into politics thinking that I'm just going to stick here. They all think somehow I'm going to weasel my way into the White House.
Yeah.
I like Obama because he looks like he's having fun.
Really?
He is the most personable president
of
my life.
He looks like he's got the most stress that any human being's ever had.
Well, yeah, but...
I mean, aside from people
that
are buried alive.
When he speaks, he looks like he's having fun.
He looks like
he
a person.
He looks like a regular
he's
guy.
He's a regular person.
He's a person you'd be willing to send to another country on your behalf to talk
about
you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I hear people that I respect talking about what a weak president he is and how he hasn't.
He hasn't fulfilled a lot of his promises, but that's how every president does. And he's been let down for...
Hey, I've promised to prepare for the show and do a good job for years. I haven't fulfilled
like
that.
But
this election is so different, though, because I would feel fine sending Romney to another country to be our representative, too. Like, they're statesmen. Like,
yeah, me too.
Donald Trump is not a statesman. He's an insane person.
Well, he's a liability. And part of me, if I didn't have a kid coming, I think that I would be kind of into the whole experiment.
For the kid.
I don't like the idea of my future, you know, kid having to deal with whatever.
When they look
might
up on the wall
come.
And see all the president heads in first grade, and then you get to the end, and then it's just Trump for 14 years straight.
I imagine like 100 years
from
now,
have term limits.
Reading the history and like how fun this section of history would be to read in the future
for some reason he does get in. That is how we have to view it. We have to view it as let's kick back and watch.
Can
the
you
show.
Imagine how great your history books would be for that chapter?
Yeah.
Like when
you
got there,
it's like it's like the Nero chapter of Roman history.
Oh, stop trying to be smart over there.
Jesus
what the
Christ.
Fuck are you talking about?
Even worse is I tried to fake like I'm smart and go,
right. Not only did he say something smart, but he also like threw his empty water bottle at me.
Hostile.
Direct hit on
Hostile.
My mic. Stop being physically and mentally superior.
Intimidating.
What are you, Trump?
Oh, yeah. I'm
taking over.
I hit the mic.
I have to say,
what about our police, guys? Don't we love our police?
Police are great. In recent months, I've really come to respect Ty Ty.
Oh, yeah, because, okay, fun fact. Tanya is a known hater of Ty Ty.
Known hater.
She's made fun of him numerous times. Somebody sent me that How Bizarre song. They told me to listen to it right at 45 seconds. How Bizarre. How Bizarre.
Oh, my gosh. And I had that cassette tape.
They actually say knowing. Yeah. Thank you, listener, for making me feel less dumb.
Yeah, so you and OMB or whatever the hell that is.
I think he said knowing just so it could just so it could rhyme.
So what's your excuse?
Like orange. You can't rhyme anything with orange.
Wrong. Door hinge.
You know who taught me that?
Eminem did it.
Yeah. See? Bang.
All right. Is that a word? Door hinge?
Door hinge.
Oh.
That car hinge.
Eminem did it?
Mm-hmm.
He brought that up. That's how I know.
How much work did he put into that?
Millions of dollars of research.
Going to get an orange.
Tanya hates tie-dye.
Squeak up the door hinge.
She sent a painted painting of Stanley to me, which is the first thing you see when you walk up to my door. I have it in the window. You know, the Stanley painting.
Yep.
And she sent you one of Kermit.
Yep.
And then she sent nothing to Tyler, and I think in her note she said it's because Tyler doesn't deserve anything because he's terrible. All right. And then she sent him a church, which was sweet.
Yes, yes.
Weeks later.
It was.
Yeah.
But now she's turned over a new leaf, apparently.
No, after doing my podcast for a year, and I listen to Tyler, and he does, he's the brains, obviously.
What? What's going on here?
Notice she said, obviously.
Yeah. What the fuck?
He does the promotions and the looks. Stuff.
Yeah, he
all
does.
That.
Yeah,
and I kind of do all that stuff, and it's a lot of work.
Dee Dee just shows up, dips in, and blabs.
Like, I got a new co-host first weekend. She's like, I got this list of stuff to bring to the show. And I'm like, what?
What? What do you mean?
She's not used to someone coming in prepared.
She's filling in. She's, yeah.
It's a paper waterproof. The list.
No, it's never waterproof.
They make waterproof paper?
I imagine they do.
They make waterproof Bibles.
What?
What?
For
what
baptisms and stuff.
And scuba divers.
Oh, for baptizing. Yeah.
That's what I would think it's for.
And or scuba diving.
You haven't lived until you've read the Psalms at the bottom of the Marianas Trench.
What? He's saying more smart stuff. What trench?
The Marianas Trench, the deepest port of the
that's
ocean.
That's Challenger.
I knew that.
It's like 26 miles
deep. Challenger deep.
Yeah. You know what lives down there?
Nothing. Not very few things. Very
probably correct.
My buddy Brian Boyer.
The answer
listens.
Was actually just no, you don't.
Listen,
no one does.
Listen to the program. He just started listening to the After Disaster. I'm actually going up to camp tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. with my buddy Brian. And he sent me a text saying, hey, I listened to my first After Disaster. Tyler's the gold. You guys are okay.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, what the fuck
this
is that?
This was the start of the week. Pick me up. I really
Why
needed.
Why would you tell your friend that?
Because he likes to upset me.
Hey,
so
watch
I watched
your TV show, and that chick that plays your sister is pretty good. Everyone else, not so much. Not a fan.
Did you guys see the skydiver? Of course, everyone did. Did you actually see the footage?
No.
The guy going in the net?
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Fucking
it happened already?
Jumped out of a plane 25,000 feet.
I didn't know it happened
feet.
Already.
This is going to be old news by the time we drop this.
God,
one,
I didn't
want to
talk about it then if it's old news.
But he hit a fucking net in Simi Valley.
How big was it?
Big, like a quarter.
A basketball net.
It was not.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You still think he's good and funny?
Head first. Swish.
You hear what he just said?
Swish.
Nothing but net. Except for the fact that his shoulders were taken clean
off. It was 25 yards by 25 yards.
Oh, God.
What?
Okay.
Mind you, he's
I saw the picture. Not as bad as I imagine, but it's still her fingers gone.
Oh.
What?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. Let's not talk
I'm
about
very
it.
Very confused.
I know, too, because I saw it on a Facebook feed, and I was not prepared for it.
Yeah, I was like, it doesn't look that bad.
Friend of the show, Lindsay, lost part of her pinky.
Why?
She's the old.
It got ripped off.
What's happening, Tyler?
By what?
A horse. She had like a.
A whore?
A horse. She had a hold of a rope. She works with horses, and it got caught in between the rope and the bar there, the metal
took
bar,
it off.
Wow.
Took off the tip of her pinky.
No, I would say it took it clean off, but it certainly wasn't clean. And it was a little more than the tip. It was all the way down to the nut. It was all the way, it was like to there.
I saw it go
good
by on a Facebook feed, and it was just, I couldn't look at it because like I started getting that tingling in my tailbone.
Yeah.
You get that?
Yeah, like
I get it somewhere else.
Me too. It's turning on.
What? Bow, 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 bow. No.
Ooh, chicks nope. Without fingers.
So, yeah.
Dot com.
Tanya,
that's
nice. What?
What were you saying?
I don't know.
Jesus, took a dark turn.
That dude almost missed the net. He was like 3 feet from the edge.
Maybe kind
of. He missed the center by a lot.
I'm out of the loop.
And
I didn't hear
about
this.
How did he land?
At the very end, he had to flip onto his like back hitting the net because apparently otherwise it would like shatter his spine if he landed face forward. So imagine at the very end, as you're about to enter, you have to flip over and basically do a trust fall.
He's on 18,000 dives, so I think he knows what he's doing.
I got to be honest with you. That would have been
what
the best.
What is he, a European soccer player?
That would have been the best.
The wow, best, Tyler's on today.
Thank God the smart guy's coming through. The
$2. European soccer. I don't get it.
That would have been
stop throwing things at
how'd you get the bottle back, by the way, to throw it a second time?
Because I chucked it at him.
That's why I was confused.
That would have been a great one of those, what's it called when people post things on the internet, like little short clips?
Memes?
The fail one.
Gigs,
if
gifs,
he just misses.
GIFs, gifs,
gifs. Gigs?
GIFs?
If he misses
GIFs,
the net
right?
by like a foot.
GIFs.
Hey, got a question. Why do they call it CrossFit?
Because it's cross disciplines.
Because
fucking smart guy ruins everything.
No, I actually don't think that's true. I think the guy that really started, I think his last name was like Cross. Are you sure? Yeah, because I was watching the CrossFit games recently. I know.
I think there's a chance. I'm probably wrong.
You think it's Jesus?
I think it might be because you're getting ripped like Jesus.
Pretty sure it's not that.
Yeah, I got
to
go with
that's
Anderson.
How I like to think about
it. I think Anderson's right.
I would like to do some CrossFit if I could. It's promising me like Jesus.
Except for that's all we have are artist interpretations of Jesus. We don't have the real guy that's flabby.
You think he's flabby?
Big bald spot.
He's flabby and he's Middle Eastern. He's not that flowing locks white guy.
Dark, yeah.
Yeah. Good point. Flowing locks. Does he have his hair looks greasy to me in pictures.
How many people do you think would stop their Christian faith if they were like, here we have the actual proof of what Jesus looked like.
Probably
and it was like this
40%.
Cool like black guy. How many people legit?
With an afro.
I think there'd be a lot of people.
I like that idea.
How are there not paintings of this guy?
Well, because kings did it in their likeness and stuff over time.
But like original paintings. Like, hey, that dude over there was walking on water and like, you know, making fish.
Well, partially because the reason there's not paintings of like flying triceratops.
Are they going to carve it on a rock?
They
or
don't
what?
Exist.
And humans didn't live at the same time as them. Yeah.
That is weird that nobody thought to draw him while he was doing this great stuff.
There probably is one out there, and the Vatican probably has it like under lock and key because, like Tyler says, he's probably. Because
he's got the bottle of wine behind his back.
He's probably. He's got a rabbit in the hat.
Oh, they find an original drawing of Jesus, and he's wearing like a magician's costume. Hey, he's got a chick, and he's levitating her. They're like, this guy was just a magician.
I need a volunteer.
That's right.
Grab this end of that saw.
He's got three card Monty going in the corner.
Did they ever let a volunteer do the saw, or did the magician take that one?
Oh, wait, no.
If you're going to saw a woman in half.
What are you looking up there?
CrossFit.
It is Jesus, right?
If Jesus' name is Greg Glassman.
Well, that's another Greg Crossman.
Another little secret of the Vatican. Jesus' real name.
Greg.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Is that what you bring to the program this week?
I just started digesting the fact that
I'm going to try my hot CrossFit joke on the guys.
What?
Is that what you bring to the show this week? You're going to try your hot CrossFit joke?
No, I was just wondering. Jillian and I were driving.
CrossFit material I brought to the show.
Jillian and I were driving by your house yesterday, or 2 days ago.
Oh, thanks for saying hi.
Yeah, we're busy. And we passed this place that your wife probably goes to. It says CrossFit.
No, not that one. I know the one you're talking about.
Tyler's wife can't come to my wife's baby shower.
How come?
She's going to be CrossFitting.
Not like we're just working out. She has a competition.
She's CrossFitting.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty flimsy excuse.
Yeah.
If I was in a baseball tournament, I wouldn't go to your thing. I'd be in my baseball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
What do you want from me?
What are you talking about? I drop everything.
I have a hockey game I'm supposed to be at right now. It's semifinals. I'm here for the show.
You should have gone.
Dedication.
I know.
It's about it's a job.
It is.
We obviously don't need you. We have the brains and the looks over here.
Over and over. This is a job. You can have fun, but it's a job.
You need to turn around and face Tyler when you say
why?
That.
Why?
Yeah, Tyler's the tough one.
You're the one that has to schedule conflicts.
It's a job. So this is what you said to Didi.
Yeah, like, our days are totally
basically
free. And we're like,
over and
fuck
over.
You, man. Guy with a regular job.
My days aren't free. I'm a very busy man.
Mm.
Very busy man.
Yeah, I've done 7 podcasts today. I made special time to do one more.
I don't know if
is that
I sound
your
like
voice?
Kermit.
Yeah, that's what Anderson says. That's what he sounds like when he's in a
what
fluster.
Happened to your knee?
He's talking to Haley now, and Haley has a skin knee because she's a kid. Kids always have skin knees. Go ahead.
I tripped while wearing heels.
Ah,
that's a very kid
you
thing to do.
You shouldn't be wearing heels.
Were you out with Didi's son?
Yeah, were you out with Didi's son?
Didi tried to hook me up with her sons, and one was married,
and
one had a girlfriend.
She probably gets confused. She forgets.
We are seeing a dark side of Didi that we didn't know existed.
Yeah. You know what's funny is if we were doing the show next week and Haley was here, I would be thinking, wow, I just did a camp with kids that were your age, and I would never be talking about any of this stuff. Like I am right now. I'd clean it all up. So thank God it's not next week.
Yeah, but I talk clean with my students, but then I'm around her.
But you know her.
Right.
She's
your
family.
There's legal implications there.
But it's a totally different thing.
Have you seen George Clooney since you've been out here? That's your...
I have not. I've never seen him. I did go to
his
General
house.
Hospital.
What is that?
Event.
It was in
Glendale, yes, the soap opera.
You watched the soap opera?
Yes, I did.
Doesn't that mean you've given up on life?
No, I've always watched soap
operas. If you watch
soap operas,
you don't...
Was it like a convention?
It was. It was a little convention thing.
Uh-huh.
I only went to see one guy because that's the only reason
Which
I watched
guy?
The show. Michael Easton. He's a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. He's so hot.
He's so nice.
What, Tyler?
What?
And it was fun, but we went out to dinner with some of the fans.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
They're a fun group, huh?
Haley's.
Yeah. What's going on, Haley?
How did that dinner get scheduled, by the way? Did someone just go, hey, we're all going to dinner?
Well, I'm friends with the lady that does Michael's, like, social media stuff. Mm-hmm. And she meets with some of the gals that come out for these events. She's like, you want to join us for dinner? So, like, sure. But it was different. They're very...
Where'd you go?
To the Ore Scrubs.
Where did we go? I don't know where we went.
Haley, what was this all about?
Fancy restaurant.
They dedicate their lives to this person, pretty much. They are crazy to a very big extent.
Yes, yes, yes.
They're insane.
This sounds like hell.
It really now, doesn't sound
they
great.
Have like they, most of them probably have short, curly hair and wear glasses, right? From the 80s?
No.
No?
All sorts of ladies.
This is what I'm picturing.
Oh, and this one lady.
Have you seen Stranger Things? Remember her friend? What was her friend's name?
Barb.
Barb, yeah. I'm picturing all older Barbs.
I watched the first episode
Barbs.
And it scared the shit out of me. Scared the shit out of me.
Can you not watch anymore?
I was in line to get an autograph or a picture, and it was a long line. They finally said, because the guys were doing another show right afterwards, they finally said autograph or picture. Lady in front of me was bitching the whole time. She was like, fuck this, fuck that.
Wow.
I'm going to get out of line. This isn't fun, and I'm hungry, and I'm tired, and I'm thinking, I'm rolling my eyes. I'm like, then get out of line, you fucking bitch.
Wow.
Jeez, listen to this.
Then her gay son comes, and he keeps coming by, and he's like, what's the matter? What's the matter with you? Get a grip. And then she gets up to the actor, and she's like, can I have an autograph in that picture? And she's just bitching at him the whole time, and he's like, I'm sorry. And it's like, get a grip, lady.
This sounds like par for the course, though, for the type of people that would probably show up to this event who dedicate their lives to fake lives.
It kind of creeps me out a little bit.
It sounds...
Who is that? Is that the guy?
That's the guy.
That's Michael.
He looks so soap opera.
He's like a new Rick Springfield.
That's an old picture, but yeah.
Oh, he's older than that?
Was Rick Springfield on General Hospital?
What's that?
Was Rick Springfield on General Hospital?
Yes, he was.
What? Really? Rick Springfield, singer from
he
the...
He was on General Hospital a couple
six,
times.
Seven, five, three.
Jesse's
no, that's
girl.
Not his
big
he was Jesse's
that's Tommy
girl.
Two-Tone.
I know.
What? Which one is
song.
The one with the eye patch guy?
Eye patch.
Yeah, there's a daytime soap opera where one of the characters has an eye patch.
I don't know.
I was in a doctor's office the other day. A soap opera was on. I looked up. I'm like, holy shit. The eye patch guy is still around.
I have no idea. Not,
I know when I worked at CBS, where Tyler is now, that Young and the Restless shot there. And those
and
were the nicest
beautiful.
People. Like, we would have lunch with the guy who played Victor all the time. And he was the cool. He was like
he's
the,
been on forever.
He was like the James Bond of the CBS building. He was always cool. And he'd be like, you mind if I get a piece of pizza?
I worked.
That's my good English accent.
Even
game
show
started off Australian and then went right to like white trash
pizza. I worked at Game Show Network with a guy named Bob Guinea for a while, who was dating a girl who was on, I think, All My Children, and it was really uncomfortable because
he married her.
Bob, yeah, but then they got a divorce, and Bob and
Rebecca
I would be out front, and all my children was right next door, and we'd always like hear her name being called over the PA, like, we need you on set, whatever her name was. Do you know her name?
Rebecca Budding, I
wow,
think.
Rebecca Budding, you're called for
she's
your...
She's on GH now.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
And Bob would just look at me and go, it's really odd to have your ex-wife's name being called from the heavens at your job all the time.
Yeah.
But they got along really well. They got along
swimmingly.
Well,
I see none of these guys' wives came to the event. But would you want to come if all these women are, like, drooling and bringing wine?
Yeah, but then they go back to... The guys go back
money,
to work, go back
money,
to set,
yeah.
And then you're there if you're a dude. And you got all these, like, I can't say anything because Haley's right here.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. They're all primed and ready.
But Michael Easton, I'd say he's a great guy.
Tyler, don't give me that.
I went to a very
Step
similar
game
convention.
Up. Maybe I won't.
Hey.
I'm trying out this new thing where I have a really big ego. Give it a shot.
When I went to the romance novel convention with Patton Oswalt back in the 90s.
It was for research.
BonerCon?
It was for Kicks. We made a video. And it was... It was.
Where's that video live?
There's a clip on my website.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Patton sitting on Fabio's lap. We told him he was Adam Rich from Eight Is Enough, and they bought it. And
I don't get that. What is
I don't. I don't know. Those were English words, but I don't know.
Either way, we did a lot of stuff we had no business doing, and it was thousands and thousands of women who just wanted to meet the guys who posed for the book covers for romance novels.
Wow.
That's all it was.
But it's pretty much Fabio. And
it was filled to the brim with women.
Wow. What's wrong with you guys, huh?
Yeah, what's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm looking at you.
I'm
you
loyal,
and your
though.
Vaginas.
What?
I'm loyal. Like, I've been watching this guy for 15 years.
How'd you start watching it?
I started watching Port Charles like before I went to college and I didn't have a life.
Yeah, see, it started without a life.
See?
Yeah.
But
like, I'd love to wake up.
He was just at Comic-Con.
And throw on a little...
You were at Comic-Con?
I wasn't. He was because he does graphic comic books. Mm-hmm. They're pretty cool.
I'd love to start my day with Price is Right, but I can't do that because then I'm that guy watching the Price is Right.
That show's annoying.
It's so great. Ugh. So great.
Classic Price is Right. So good.
I just heard you on Dr. Love's show.
Oh, is that out?
I listened to it this morning.
Yeah.
Dr. Love.
Dr. Drew.
That's what we call him, Dr. Love.
I need to promote that. Yes, this week on Dr. Drew's show, I'm on with Drew and Bob. It's
This Life
with Dr. Drew and Bob Forrest. And then I'm also on Calling Out with Susan Pinsky and special guest Deborah Tate, Sharon Tate's sister.
Oh, are both those episodes are up right now?
I think they're both available today, yeah.
I saw the other one today, so I listened to it.
How was it?
It was good. Yeah. I liked the Orange is the New Black. Mm-hmm. You were talking about that.
Was I?
Because I love that show.
They call that Clam Oz.
What?
Yeah.
Clam Oz.
Clam Oz. It's like Oz, but for
it's
women.
Like Clamato.
Except you like the season.
What?
Past.
Not as much.
I like this season better than last season.
Really? We talked about Orange is the New Black on the Dr. Drew show with Bob. What's that have to do with addiction?
I don't know. You're addicted to the show.
I am.
There's
I love
a lady
show.
On that show. She was only on once this year. Uh-huh. And she was on a lot last year.
The Bieber one?
I think she's the one you don't like.
The one that looks like Bieber?
Yeah.
With the tats?
Ruby Rose.
She's got short hair.
Yeah, yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's all right.
Like, if I like chicks, we definitely
Really? This is the most lesbionic moment you've ever had.
We definitely have a
relationship. You got some homophobia going a little bit there. You get a little bit concerned with the whole lesbionic. Whenever I'm trying to give her shit via text, I always just suggest she's a lesbian. Get her off my back.
He's like, you're at Hollywood Vampires. I don't know who that is.
Oh, I do now, though, because his fuck collapsed.
Yeah, he did.
I thought he was
right afterwards.
Yeah.
Joe Perry? Wait, he at that show?
Not at that show. Like,
it was like
2 days later.
Why did he collapse?
He's old and the rock star.
Heart.
But is he back?
He's back. Yeah.
Or did I just miss that Joe Perry collapsed and died?
No.
I got something from the P.O. box that I should open before the show ends here.
Tanya, are you homophobic?
I'm meeting my gay friend later.
But I mean, do you think there's something wrong
in a clinic?
I'm not trying to with chastise you.
Do I think there's something wrong? No, but you don't
barriers.
Have to act on it.
What?
No.
What?
Is this coming from church?
No. You don't have to act on
I
it.
I don't act on.
So you do you think
being straight?
Do you think homosexual?
Wait, what?
But you would if
I'm
George Clooney came up.
If I was married.
You don't have
or
to
if
act
it was
on
serious.
Anything. People have sexual needs and desires that need to be satisfied.
So you
can do it yourself.
So, but you shouldn't. Why?
I think you should take a couple weeks off of church.
Wait a
minute.
So you don't act like. Let's say that. Let's just throw George Clooney in there, and he came by and he said, "Hey, let's do this, Tanya." You'd say, "No, we're not married."
At this point, yes, I would say.
Wow.
I would like to have a few drinks with him.
I'm not gay at all.
Yeah,
but
once
would,
you have
I'd
a few drinks, you're
George
throwing
Clooney.
The Bible out the window.
That's possible.
Can we delete that?
That's very possible.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
I got the worst gift ever in the P.O. box. I'm just looking at it now. It's really upsetting.
What is it?
It's almost as bad as bugs.
Oh, my God.
Comes with a note.
Almost as bad as bugs.
I hope these... this is the note. I hope my kid's name is going to be Atticus. And here's the note.
Yeah, Attican.
Attican. I hope these items keep Atticus clothed in film vault after disaster and CCP garb all year long. My favorite is the burp cloth. Oh, I get it. Now I like it. I thought you might enjoy seeing Atticus spit up onto Brian's face. I love it now. Please give Brian the other film vault onesie.
All it takes is a note.
I'll let you guys fight over the color. Enjoy and congrats to you both. Andrea. So I should have opened this all in the film vault, but I'll do that.
For the record, in case
film vault should get its own fucking P.O. box.
George Clooney.
So I'm the one who pays for the P.O. box.
Nothing.
Yeah. What about George Clooney?
Oh, nothing.
So the burp big, I guess you put this like, Tyler, what would you do with
this? Burbiblia? Mike Burbiblia?
So he pukes up on this?
Babies are so gross.
And it's just a step and repeat of Brian's face being Brian. Oh, it's going to be great when sputum gets on this.
Sputum?
Yeah. Isn't that the code word
nasty.
For jizz?
Oh, sweet cold cockle shirt.
Oh, look at that. Holy shit.
That's
wow.
Unauthorized merchandise using your trademark
logo.
Yeah, we should
sue that
person. Totally going to sue this person. Andrea, thank you so much. Andrea, I think she's the one that sent you all the ones.
Andrea?
Andrea. Andrea? Andrea.
Atticus.
Andrea.
Oh, look at that.
That's cute.
After disaster onesie.
Holy shit, how much
film
did this cost?
Film vault onesie. Oh, this is good stuff. Two film vault onesies. One for me and one for the bald one. Very nice. Thank you, Andrea.
Holy one smokes, more that is great.
Oh, there's one more. Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's the cutest thing.
The mall grab shirt. Yeah. Yep.
I love tiny t-shirts.
You love tiny anything.
I know. I like miniatures.
You get a baby.
My mom does too. That's sad.
Your mom and I should hang out. We can talk about what you have against the gay folk.
My mom would say the same thing.
Have sex out of wedlock. That's because the Bible says so.
Right.
And even if you're married, as two gay people, you shouldn't have sex because it's wrong.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be married to begin with, probably, is what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is offending many of our listeners.
You know,
I don't agree with this. This is Tanya on her own stuff.
That's me personally, but I'm a very liberal person, now, so I'm like,
doesn't sound like it at all.
Yeah, people really can do like what they want. Mm-hmm. That's my personal
issue. It's your personal preference. If you could vote it down, though, you would vote.
The more appropriate opinion, though.
I probably wouldn't vote.
The more appropriate opinion would be to say, if I was gay, I wouldn't do that. But if you're gay, and you can do whatever you want because you don't have to follow my
rules. Stop trying to be so smart now all of a sudden.
Yeah, look at him. I don't like this. I don't.
In retrospect, pondering what you all have said, I've concluded.
I go to church, and I'm like,
What's your church? Oh, you're all for abortion.
Like, not for me personally. Not gay. Anyone.
You said earlier before the show started, you said
but
if you could do a test
that's
to
but
find
kind of a
out if it was
opinion.
Gay,
I'm all for abortion.
You would want to abort.
It before the show.
Yeah.
I'm all for abortion, but you fags stop having sex.
What's more egregious? Gays having sex or unmarried straights having sex?
The same thing.
Same thing in your
same
heart. Okay,
thing.
It's interesting.
Now it's getting
it's
weird.
An equal thing.
Because what you said about gays not being able to be married, the conversation would stop right there with so many people. They would just cast you as that ugly, hateful person. And you got to keep asking questions, you know?
Yeah.
I still totally disagree with you, and I think it's absurd. But you got to keep asking questions. I'm sure a lot of our listening audience is not a Tanya fan after hearing that.
No, I
but
think
that's
they
their
accept.
Preference.
I don't know what I think.
People can do what they want.
Right.
It's my thing.
You get it from church, though. Church
I don't really care
breeds
what
anger and hatred.
Yeah.
I don't care what
judgment.
They do. It's
but
about
what's
me.
The logic behind not wanting gay people to
be married? What's the problem with that?
I think it's about procreating. You're supposed to have sex.
What about, okay,
have
so
babies.
So the people that get married and don't have kids, they're just as wrong to you as two gay guys getting married.
Am I a sinner because I've had sex and had no babies?
Yeah. Oh, you're a sinner for many reasons.
Oh, my
Jesus.
Oh,
I'm
going to
start on fire.
But wait, what about two gay guys that get married and they like adopt a kid that otherwise would have been in the foster system? That's wrong?
It depends on the person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, gays, do you think that they choose to be gay?
I think they're born gay.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Well, then why do you want to restrict their rights if they're born gay?
Because you don't have to act on it necessarily.
Yeah, but
if you think they're born that way,
is enjoying yourself and intimacy and.
Well, the Bible says you're only to get married if you can't hold out sexually.
Who wrote this Bible?
Yeah,
a lot of old, withered up.
A lot of gay people
wanted,
wrote it.
A lot of old people that wanted to control. A lot of the well-to-do that wanted to control the masses wrote it. Right.
Yeah, a lot of kings.
Is that known? Is that a
known
fact? Is that a known fact, or is it still debated that?
There's a lot of things. I mean,
Haley says it's iffy.
I think the majority of the Old Testament is like allegories and fables written down to passed on to the groups that don't really.
Right.
You know, you can't read or write. You like, so you have
becomes
pass
like,
on a story.
And it becomes like a telephone. Like,
yeah.
Like some of the stories get a little bit fucked and moved around.
Well,
I think we should all have wonderful sex with these boys. And then by the time it gets to the last guy, it's like, this is
right
not
there.
Cool.
That great sound bite. Somebody please get that.
If we still were into isolating clips, if we all still did our job.
What was that, Haley?
New ringtone.
Oh, that would be a terrible ringtone in line
with
the market.
It wouldn't make sense.
I say we all have sex with these young boys. Now I did it. Damn it. I cut myself off. Oh. What time is it? It's
almost time to go.
I got to clean up my act. I got to go to camp.
How are you going to do that?
What
on such short notice.
What do you mean?
You're going to clean up your act?
Well, like my foul mouth and my views on things and just speaking mind. I got 2 days.
You just need to do like a Mike Carano podcast all the way up to yourself. Get all your rantings out.
Oh, you know what I did? You know, I'm actually halfway through.
You
know what
I did?
Last year, the week after camp, I believe the episode is Camp Sausage. It's a long one. It's an hour and 40 minutes, but I'm halfway through it right now. I'm getting myself back in the mindset of camp.
Back in the mode.
By listening to me talk about camp last year.
Is this
going to
be all new kids?
There's always some kids that come up that I recognize that I see from. I'm really hoping that Napoleon kid comes back.
Yeah.
I'm really hoping, even though he's a colossal pain in the ass.
I want to hear what happens.
Is it the blind kid?
No, it's the one that looks like a Napoleon, a big Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah. You broke through with him at the very end, right?
No, not really.
Oh.
No. I haven't gotten to that part of the podcast, but I don't recall.
Where's the camp at this year?
It's always the same place.
Same place, okay.
Same place.
Give the address.
But
Where can we send mail?
I dread going there. I dread it.
Why?
I the day before camp, I start getting like butterflies and nervous. And
are you excited for the first day when it's just like
horrible?
Just the counselors?
Awful. The first 2 days. First 2 days, yeah. It's brutal, but I'm trying to like trick myself into being excited about it. Like I'm thinking about it nostalgically, like, oh, I get to, and I'm going to be here. I'm like looking forward to it, which I never do. And it's kind of working, but I got to get up at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning to leave.
Are you bringing anything with you?
Porn.
Hatred.
Pack of smokes.
Like, do you want to borrow the crossbow?
A Bible.
Crossbow is not. We do have bow and arrows up there.
How thick is that waterproof Bible?
I don't know. I don't have one that's waterproof.
Mm-hmm. How thick is the Braille one? That must be really
thick, it's
got
to be like 10 feet tall.
There are a bunch of blind people at Santa Monica Pier yesterday. It was like a whole festival of them.
Really? Maybe it was like a little outing that they...
Might have been.
You can hold that festival anywhere.
No, because like the pier's got a lot of sensory overload. You can hear
a
lot of things.
Probably pump that in.
Sea breeze.
A lot of screaming.
Like convention
you
center.
Tell them all it's 100 feet long pier, but it's only 99.
Tyler.
What?
That wasn't bad. Yeah, you hear a lot of Mexican accents down there.
You know what's funny is I have nothing negative to say about blind people because they're never in my way. Fucking blind people.
What? In my student film, actually, he hates everyone, including blind people, even his blind people, because they're always... Oh, he hates them because they can't see his anger.
Oh, I like that. That's beautiful.
Wait, do you think there's a blind guy out there that can read with his toes? Because that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's a blind guy with no hands.
Pretty sweet, but I don't want my Braille book back after you read it with your filthy toes. You animal.
Why do you have a Braille book?
If I had one, he wanted to borrow it.
Mm.
Anderson has to get home and make dog food. I understand this because dog food comes in a bag.
No, it's a whole thing. Is my father and my parent-in-law, what are they called? My Jillian's parents. They left
father
their dog.
Mother-in-law.
They left their big dog, and he's a great little dog, but he's fat as can be, and he eats everything. So my dog, it's a whole thing. It's
Haley's dog tried to eat my dog once.
Eat the dog. What kind of dog you got, Haley?
It's a mixture of Golden Retriever and Siberian Husky.
It's the Siberian side that actually tried to...
My mom, like, had
wait,
to
who are you?
Hit the dog.
Like, are you guys...
This is my niece.
Oh, okay, okay.
Who are you?
You know what I love about Mike?
I just occurred to me, Howard. I was like, she just came on vacation with a 17-year-old girl?
So it's family.
Yeah, I was like, this is odd. What are you guys doing while you're here?
Just this.
Celebrating my birthday and...
Happy birthday.
She had her convention.
Did you go?
No. It was a lot of money.
What else are you doing?
We're going to the talk tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Going to a talk? What?
The talk TV show? Talk show?
Hey, where do they shoot that?
I think it's Studio City.
I think I know the host of that show. Who's on it?
Julie Chen.
Sharon Osbourne. I'm not sure the
Sharon!
Other people.
Is Lonnie Love on that show?
Why don't you just go to a petting zoo and listen to chickens cluck?
Yeah.
I like Sharon Osbourne.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you just do that, Tanya?
We are by the zoo.
All right. Okay.
Are you guys going to go to Universal Studios and see Harry Potter Land?
Yes, that's what she wants to do.
Yeah, that's what Tanya wants to do, too. But we're probably going to do that after the talk tomorrow.
What a busy day tomorrow. So,
where's that, Warner Brothers?
Yes.
Burbank. You've read all the Harry Potter books, then? You've actually read them, or you just seen all the movies? You've not even seen all... So why the fascination with Harry Potter? If you've not read the books and seen the movies, why do you like the Harry Potter there?
Because I've seen parts of... I've tried to watch all the movies. I'll
you've
get that
tried?
Out. Yes, but then I have two little siblings who try and take over my life. And then I am very fascinated by all the lore and all the, I guess, nerdy stuff behind it.
A lot of dirty stuff, yes.
I like that.
You know why
Tanya
likes it? No gays.
I like that you're intent on destroying someone's birthday wish.
Why do you even want to do that? The thing that you traveled out here for your birthday to do.
I'm curious about like people's attraction to the Harry Potter thing.
Oh, I love it.
I definitely want to go.
Yeah, I love it.
Have you read the books? Have you seen the movies?
I've seen all the movies.
I've seen all the movies more than once.
If both of you said I tried to watch the movies and I can't get through them, but I can't wait to go to Harry Potter Land, I'm curious.
No, I know that's odd. It's odd.
But I get it. I get it.
She's an odd child.
I don't get it at all.
It's like my life's ambition is to get to Florida and go to that gator wrestling place. You're like, you like gators? Nah, not really.
That's why you want to wrestle
them. That's a terrible analogy.
Pin them, yeah.
Terrible analogy.
That's not good.
No, you never see someone riding a gator. That would be cool.
So I'm selling some things right on the old Craigslist over there.
4 miniature t-shirts.
No, I'm not selling those. But like, okay, certain things I have a hard time throwing them away.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw Giuseppe makes a movie.
Again?
I never seen it before.
Oh.
You were supposed to take me to the screening, like the original screening.
Why didn't I take you?
I don't know. And then you came back and you said you've seen it, yes?
Oh, I went with Tara, yeah.
Oh, the guy.
What is happening?
I got into an argument.
About?
The movie broke halfway through and it took him like 5 minutes to start it again. It was a very small.
Giuseppe makes a movie. I talk about it on the film.
Hey, I make a movie.
It was the edit bay,
uh-huh.
But they have couches.
Right.
And they invited people to go to watch it there.
Yeah. And I think Tara took my place last night.
Yeah, they had a huge spread of cheese and wines and beers, and they really like wined and dined you. And there was like 20 people there. And halfway through, somebody goes, "What do you think?" And the whole audience was just us in this room. And I went, "I think they took advantage of a drug addict." And someone else went, "I disagree." And then Tara went, "I disagree too." And I went, "No, that guy's clearly a drug addict. And they're taking advantage of him." And
it's his dad.
Because all of his behaviors, that's not his dad.
No, his dad was the one who was with him.
No, what's happening.
I'm sorry. Giuseppe makes a movie. I talk about it at length.
Yeah,
I
have no idea.
And I don't think he's a drug addict because he's the type of guy that would own that and talk about it openly.
Maybe, yeah.
So, anyways, Giuseppe is a kid actor. He's been in a ton of shit. Namely, Detroit Rock City is one of the 4 like actor kids in that, and he's an insane person who makes feature length movies.
I thought the movie was great,
and yeah, but my favorite thing about it, the reason why I brought it up, is because he is the exact opposite thing of a hoarder. He loves to shit can everything. In fact, that's what he says. He's like, "Oh, I can't wait to shit can that. I can't wait to use it once, throw it away. It's gonna feel really good when I shit can that thing." And I have a problem with shit canning anything. I can't throw things away.
You mean poop bucket?
Oh, yeah, poop bucket. I can't wait to poop bucket that thing, Haley. So I got like these stairs.
That sounds even grosser.
For my idiot dog.
Poop bucket.
My dogs are having a hard time getting up on the bed. Mm-hmm. And not they shouldn't even be allowed up on the bed, but soft fuck that I am.
Same.
I bought stairs for them, right? Idiots are terrified of the stairs. First day, terrified of the stairs. Second day, peed on the stairs. Never used the stairs. So now I got these stairs. It cost me $30.
You have to pee on the stairs to assert dominance.
I took the thing off and I washed it because you can take the thing, the rug part off, and I washed it so that it's like they're brand new. And I put them on Craigslist for like $10, and not even for the money. I just don't want to throw them away.
Yeah,
I want somebody to use these goddamn stairs. So in the description it says my idiot dogs are terrified of them, but they're great. Yours for $10. And I said text only, right? And I haven't got one hit, and they've been up for a week. But I got a phone call from an old woman, and I don't have access to it. I'll have to play next week when I come back. But she's giving me tips on how the dogs might not be scared.
Oh boy,
not too bad.
That's so sweet.
Hey, you want to?
It was sweet.
You want to see? You know me. I don't need to even try to.
He's looking at me and talking to me.
Talk about hoarding.
Yeah. Oh no.
It's going through some boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I still have rolls of Price Club film. From probably 30 years ago, before it was Costco.
Wow. That could be worth memorabilia.
Zero.
Yeah, probably zero.
Well, what about the Price Club Hall of Fame? They might want that.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. You guys going there?
No.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
It's the first giant container of cranberry juice.
I found this box, like a big box.
They still have samples, the original samples.
Yeah. This box probably weighed 40 pounds, and it had nothing but cards and handwritten letters that have been given to me over the years. And it made me sad, and I read like a bunch of like love letters from ex-girlfriends and stuff.
Oh, those are the worst because you're like, I can't believe this person hates me now.
Yeah, I can't believe I don't talk to this person at all when they're like, you're my everything. Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I shit-canned it all. I poop bucketed it. I threw it all out.
Once again,
most of it. I found letters from my dad, letters from my grandpa. Shit-canned it.
I have dog steps in my basement.
Yeah?
Because we don't use them anymore.
Yeah.
I'll take those steps.
And my dad made them. Like, they're nice.
Oh, really? I bet my dogs wouldn't be scared of them. I understand why my dogs are scared of them, because they're on hardwood floor, and they probably touched it once and it slipped. It slipped.
My dog won't walk on the floor at all. He has to be carried.
Because of hardwood floors?
Because they're linoleum.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
He doesn't like the slippery.
They like carpet.
Yeah.
But they like to pee on carpet.
They piss on carpet.
Yeah, fucking dogs,
I ripped the whole carpet out.
I gotta be honest. I like being single. I like not having a pet after this conversation.
It makes life easier, but...
It's a sin.
Every time you fornicate, sin. Hey, wait, so masturbation is fine?
Masturbation is cool?
I say masturbation is totally cool.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, wow. But what does your God think of that?
Yeah. I don't know.
There's not a whole lot about it, but it would probably fall under not approved.
What do they refer to it as in the Bible? There?
There's one passage that people think is referring to it where it talks about spilling seed.
No. Yeah. Really?
You don't want to spill the
what
group?
Some guy named Onan.
What?
It's like Onan or something. It's called like Onanism. It's like a whole
thing. What is going on with Tyler actually being the smart one?
Haley's
He's
nodding
like a
her
professor.
Head. I think she knows what's up.
Hey, Haley, you got something to weigh in here?
I heard about the people who think that the spilling seed has to do with the everything happening.
She said everything happened. She kind of did it like circle.
You have
wet
dreams, so it's natural.
Mm-hmm, you heard
when
that?
When Onan had sex with Tamar, he withdrew before climax and spilled his seed on the ground. Mm.
That's just wasteful.
What grew there? Did it say anything grew there?
Just like a cool falafel shop.
What? No, you know what probably grew there? A gay guy.
Right? Yeah. Yep. If you jack off into the ground, gay guy comes up.
We should go.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Sorry for being the low light of your trip, Haley.
Wow.
Enjoy the talk.
Hopefully I will not dominate the show with camp stories like I did last year, obviously.
Or hopefully you will, and we can take a breather.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully Tyler is not continuing to be the only smart one on the program.
I've only been continuing for five years.
He studies.
Well, we've been going for six, so we had a couple years.
Not full six yet.
Really?
Three more.
Over!
Our six.
Not so smart!
six-year anniversary is like in 3 weeks.
I've listened to every single episode.
Of the AD?
Yeah.
Oh, Tanya. That's very sweet.
From the beginning.
Yeah?
And Mike Show.
You still
thank
you, sweetie.
What? I don't remember that. And you really think Tyler's the smart one?
I think he's smart with the computer stuff.
Yeah, with computer stuff. See? Like nerd
qualify
stuff.
Qualify it?
Yeah.
He's definitely, I could see him with, you know, teaching English or something in college.
Or Bible studies. Mm. Talking about spilling seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently he was with a woman because he didn't want to make a baby with his sister-in-law.
So he pulled out.
But apparently then he was slain.
Yeah, incest cool?
Yeah, that doesn't count as masturbating.
I wouldn't
want
to make a baby with my sister-in-law.
Incest is not okay in your book because it's cool in the actual book.
No.
Apparently. Yeah.
A lot of birth effects and things.
That's the only reason you find it?
They play banjo really good, though.
Probably be a good-looking kid. Because, like, I look at my brother, her dad, Michael. Uh-huh. And he's a good-looking guy. And
wait, your brother is her dad?
Yeah.
Do you feel like way older than Haley?
I was 19 when she was born, and I still feel 19.
Mm-hmm. I think Mike and I feel you.
Yeah.
It's like
please stop feeling the guests.
But he's a good-looking guy.
We feel all the guests.
All right, wait. My car is about to get towed.
Yeah, I got to go back to work.
Work?
All right, guys, thanks.
I've got to get home and masturbate. Spill some seed.
Haley, just to point out, the 17-year-old Haley
asked for forgiveness.
Quietly applauding Mike's
and then like shampooing,
move.
Do it again. Rinse and repeat.
She literally was applauding that. I don't know why anyone would applaud a middle-aged man's...
It's the jack-off clap-off.
You know what's even more uncomfortable about what I just said?
Huh?
Is that I just said that not just in front of her.
Right.
But like, we just did a podcast with two girls. I'm like, I got to get home and masturbate. All right, at the end. Roll credits.
Why are you just reiterating?
That's how I talk to other people.
No, it's just weird.
Yeah, we all knew it was weird.
Da, 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 da.
Weird. Jail. Jail. excuse me, sir. We have it on good authority. You're masturbating after speaking to a 17-year-old.
It didn't roll.
Really?
No, it rolled. Should I push it up?
No. Let's do another 5 seconds.